Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you're listening to VFN radio, and I wanted to talk a little bit of this morning in the extra hour, is or this afternoon or this evening, is, you know, God's news behind the news. When you're looking at the decision that that was made in this last election, you know, America made a decision. Realize there is no us and them. There's just us. It's Americans. We're Americans. Mm-hmm. And so often people think about, you know, political parties and they think, well, that's not me. I'm not that. I'm this political party. It's like, well, no, you're an American. You know, this is all of us. That's why whoever gets in power, they make laws that you have to follow. Why? Because we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regards to the church, we're in it but not of it, and we're walking under the Lord. But we're, if you're in America, you're an American. And what was said, not anything about it. People say there's a mandate. Well, actually, half of America said, a little bit more than half said, they wanted to go with this president, current president that was in office, President Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And almost half didn't. And it's amazing how they just made this big deal about somebody wins by sweep. It's like, no, look, it's like 50-50. It's like split. When you're talking about 300-something million people, mm-hmm. and you have, you know, a few thousand votes between you, I mean, come on now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's like 75% of America's behind you, 25%, now that's part more of a sweeping thing. But it's amazing what they call sweeping. I always look with a magnifying glass going, sweeping? How could you win by one percentage point and they call that sweeping?
You know, right.
It's amazing. Right. But either way, the majority of us Americans, you know, chose big government.
Mm-hmm.
Chose big government. And it reminds me of exactly, this has always been the weakness of humanity, where we start looking, when things aren't going right, we start thinking of other ways to be able to do things. And I think about Israel. When Israel was up under God's authority, you know, I'm looking at 1 Samuel chapter 8. And what was going on? You have to understand that Samuel was doing a great job. He was doing a great job of, and that was God's form of government, you know, moving prophetically and apostolically. And everybody enjoyed that. But what happens, there comes a time that every man's life is, it comes to an end, or their abilities come to, they can't do everything. And so, all of a sudden, Samuel's sons got in power, and he put them as judges to help out around there. Well, the sons didn't carry on like Samuel did. They had a bad form of leadership. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have a tendency when we have judges that aren't doing right, and we have, you know, church leaders that aren't doing right and different things, we have a tendency to say, hey, you know, we just want to step outside of what God said, and we want to fix this thing by having some secular form of leadership. You know, we'll fix this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so they were having bad leadership at that time because Samuel's sons were not doing as Samuel did. But the thing is that God will deal with leadership. If we'll hang in there and realize that he will deal with leadership, we're not supposed to leave God's form of government.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. They just said, listen, you know, they were just very, you know, dogmatic about saying, listen, the sons that you're appointed, you know, we're not leading our nation right. And he says, okay. And they said, give us a king to lead us, because they're looking at everybody else out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we want, look, they got a socialistic form of government, and they're taking care of all these things for them. You know, why do we need God to take care of them if we just have government to take care of them? You know, and you understand that there was a bad form of God's people and leadership at that time. And so that's what provoked them to start thinking about this. And so we never want to leave God's form of leadership. And we learn from that. And so the Lord told them very specifically, told Samuel, because Samuel's talking to God about this thing. He said, listen to all that the people are saying. He said, listen, this is what the Lord said. The Lord told him, listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it. You know, we justify quite often, you know, making decisions that really aren't biblical, because there's bad leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have maybe in your marriage where you're thinking, well, you know, my husband is not leading our marriage right, so it's okay for me to undermine his leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your parents. You know, your parents are, you think your parents are doing things right, and so all of a sudden you undermine your parents' leadership in the name of God.
Right.
You know maybe it's your apostle, the apostle over your church gathering and your ministry or your pastor, and you start thinking, well, it's not going right. Well, look, when we reject God's form of government, we're rejecting God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
When we reject the order of marriage, we're not rejecting, a wife's not rejecting her husband, she's rejecting God.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if they're Christians, she's saying, God, I don't want this. You know, you're rejecting, because Samuel was like, oh my goodness, they're rejecting me. And he goes, no, Samuel, they're rejecting me. And so then he says, they've done this all along. He's talking about, as they have done this from the day I brought them out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. So they are doing the very same thing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over you will do. Mm. This is very important because he's saying, listen, warn them. And that's what, you know, VFN Radio, we've been warning. If you haven't gone to the prophetic words and dreams and visions that's on the VFN Torch, you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch and begin to read. Listen, these things have happened, are happening, and are going to happen. That's prophecy that God has laid out for us, given us a warning. And he says very specifically that, so Samuel told the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, this is what the king who will reign over you will do. This is what the king who will reign over you will do. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of the chariots. What does that mean? That you're going to lose your children to this form of government.
Mm.
He'll just take them. You'll lose your children to this form of government. If you make government God, if you want a king, this king that you wanted is going to take your sons and your daughters. Then he says in verse 12, he says, some he will assign to commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties and others to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and still others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. What does that mean? That you're going to be, and it's amazing right now, our biggest employer is the federal government.
Mm.
Our biggest employer. If it wasn't for the federal government, you know, it would be way more than 23 million people unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
So you will come on the government's till. You'll start getting paid, and you will serve under what the king, the former government that you chose, and in some form or fashion, whether you're going to work with IRS or whether you're going to work with, you know, Homeland Security, or whether you're going to be a military soldier, understand, whatever he says is what goes.
Mm.
You know, when we choose, you know, men's form of government. In verse 13, he says, and he will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and your vineyards and your olive groves and give them to his attendants. What does that mean? You're going to be taxed. Land's going to be seized. And whatever the whim of the king that you chose, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. And so most people say, oh, I can't believe these taxes are, you know, they got the financial cliff coming up, and they're talking. I said, listen, this ain't nothing. If you chose government to be God, if you're looking to government to be God, realize that, first of all, government's not God, but God's going to give you over to it, mm-hmm. and God will say, okay, this is fine. You're going to lose stuff. I'm going to take stuff from you, and you're going to be taxed to the hilt. In verse 16, he says, your men servants and your maid servants and the best of your cattle and donkeys will he'll take for his own. What does that mean? That you will sit there and watch the government and the government's employees live a better life than you.
Mm.
I think the average payroll for the federal government is around $75,000 or $70,000 a year.
Wow.
They're getting paid the tax dollar.
Mm.
Getting paid tax dollars for that. And he goes on to say, he will take a tenth of your flocks and your, and you yourselves will become his slaves.
Mm.
Isn't that wild? And he says, when the day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, and the Lord will not answer in that day.
Mm.
It's just terrifying. He's like, oh my God, why? Because God is real, and he's offended. When we turn our backs on him and say, you're not good enough, you can't provide for me, I don't like your timing, I don't like your expectations, I don't like your way of doing things. And if we say that, and we turn to men to be able to provide for us, you have to understand that it's not going to be the relationship with God is not going to be the same until we repent
mm-hmm.
and deny that form of government we put in place to be able to take our. And that's about American Constitution. It allows us, I mean, we of all the people on the face of the earth, Americans, are going to have so much to answer for, because we're not under some sort of kingly government. We're not under some monarchy. We're not under some theocracy. We're under the United States Constitution, which is our main, that's where we're made of, so that means Constitution.
No dictatorship.
A supreme law that says it's a government by the people and for the people, and we're the ones that can say, hey, we want to look to God and not to government. And more than half of us are saying, you know, we want to look to government. And then finally the people respond by saying this, but the people refused to listen to Samuel. No! Exclamation mark. He's like, no! They said, we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations. With a king to lead us and to go out before us and to fight our battles. You see, that's what happens. Life takes effort.
Yeah,
you have to actually get involved in life. It doesn't just happen. And sometimes you win battles and sometimes you lose battles. But when the government says, listen, just relax and we'll just put you on the till and you don't have to work and we'll fight your battles for you. Listen, that's exactly what Jezebel says. Listen, Ahab, stay in your bed, stay depressed. I'll just give me your ring and I'll handle everything for you. And next thing you know, everything shifts. Everything shifts. And right now, you know, if in fact that, that as believers, that we need to honor our president and our leaders because of the us Americans, the majority, you know, chose our leader. They made a choice. And when they wanted a king, they didn't say, I want Saul. They just said, we want a king like everybody else. And when you start looking around and say, hey, they, you know, we want to have a government like Europe. We want to be and have socialism, which is a roadmap to communism, by the way. You never stop. It just kind of goes right into communism at some particular point. That, you know, once people start getting their needs met by some other source than God, then it's difficult to get them to turn back to God unless all that comes to an end. All that comes to an end. The best thing that can happen, you know, in regards to the choices that are being made right now is the financial cleft.
Right.
Is to start paying. Okay, fine. Because government doesn't make money. Government takes money from Americans and then gives it back out to us. They distribute America's money, and our current leadership wants to redistribute wealth. And so they will take money from us and give it back to us and tell us how it needs to be spent. And so, okay, great. The best thing that can happen to us if we choose that is to realize, and that's exactly what God told Israel, he says, fine, it's going to cost you, it's going to cost you all your good stuff, all your children. It's going to cost you, you know, you're going to be a servant. You know, they're basically going to tell you what to do. You can't complain about it. If you chose, if you demanded somebody other than God, you can't complain when the somebody or the system you chose over God is telling you what to do. It's ridiculous. And this is important because, you know, I know that when Jesus, they chose, the disciples were walking out after Jesus' resurrection, and the Sadducees and the Pharisees were talking about, you know, we got to stop these guys. And and then they said this, they said very specifically that, you know, if this is not God, it won't last. But if it is God, you'll find yourself fighting against God. And listen, God has given America what they've asked for. You know, they've given America, God has given America what America's asked for, the majority of America's asked for. And so we need to accept it. We need to honor what God, what's done, and realize, and don't be shocked, or realize there's going to be a time of oppression. There's going to be a time of lack. There's going to be a time where, you know, you're being overtaxed, and you need to. And let me tell you something, that that personally, God always begins stuff in before it hits the world. It seems like God begins to show me some things, and you need to get your house in order. You need to get your business in order. You need to get your ministry in order. You know, there was a day that you could just be lackadaisical. But listen, you know, America's demanded a king, if you would, a government in place of God. And so they're going to step in. They're going to pilfer things. They're going to go through things. They're going to look at things. They're going to look at how you handle your taxes, how you handle a nonprofit status, how you handle your business, and how you handle your payroll. I mean, they're going to, because we said we wanted you to do it, they're going to do it. Yeah, they're just going to do it. You can't complain about it. You know, 93 million Americans that could have voted didn't vote. And three to five million that voted last election didn't vote this one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is what happened. Not voting is voting. And that's a huge choice. That's a large number of people that said, hey, government in place of God. So realize that it wouldn't be strange for government to come in and to go through your personal things and to tax you higher than you thought you would and to audit you and do these different things. You know, you need to prepare yourself for it. Don't handle your business like you did when America turned to God. Handle your business like it is when America's turned to government, because government's going to manage it. They're going to come in. They hire, what, 16,000 IRS agents? Mm-hmm. You know, part of your 1040 form is probably going to have this next year. It's going to have your health insurance on it, and how you're handling that. And just think differently. You know, can we turn from this? Yeah, but, you know, the best, if we want people to know God, we first have to let people eat their consequences. We have to first let them taste what it's like. Okay, you want this, then, you know, don't complain. And so we can be a word of knowledge when people are saying, listen, I'm being audited, or they're taking half of my paycheck, you know, for this whole situation.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, as you're saying all of this, just even how the Israelites, God had a way. He had a provision. It was manna. You know, say he had something for them, but they weren't satisfied. They wanted meat. And while they said, hey, this is what you want? So God says, I'm going to give you what you want. And gave them more quail than they know what to do with it.
It was coming out their nose.
It was coming out their nose. And while the meat was still in their mouth, was still in their teeth, God's anger burned against them. And sometimes don't think just because you got what you wanted that everything was cool with God. He's going to give you what you want, but you're not going to like what you get.
I mean, just proof positive. You're looking at a particular healthy natural food company that made peanut butter and something else of that nature in New Mexico. That this is a brand new law that got passed last year, that the Department of Agriculture, that without going to courts, without going to a judge, just like Egypt's not going to judges anymore. They came in there and they closed down a factory. They closed it down. And they may have a legitimate reason to close it down, but the thing is, you shouldn't have that kind of authority as an agricultural secretary.
Wow.
You know, thank you for wanting to protect us, but don't supersede the supreme law of the land. Go to a judge and file an order to be able to close them down. Well, they passed the law that now. And so listen, you know, this is what we're talking about when you talk. I'm reading from you in 1 Samuel chapter 8. Chapter 8, that the reason why the Secretary of Agriculture, I believe it was, or whoever, the Food and Drug Administration, that they closed down this huge industry, Land Foods or something like that. I can't tell you what it is. I don't have it here. Maybe you guys can find it. But and they were guilty in the past of having salmonella in their peanut butter or whatever. Well, when they came and inspected this time, it was something like they had doors that were open, they had leaking water, and some other things that kind of gave potential problem. And it's legitimate. But the whole thing is that, you know, you don't have vigilante justice. You go to the courts and say, listen, they present it to the courts. These are going on. The judge makes a ruling and says, this is, you need to close this factory down. So they go with what the judges say, the judiciary branch, right? And they go to the factory and they say, listen, you got an order from the judge, you got to close this down. They didn't do that.
Right.
They just made a decision, and it sounds just like 1 Samuel chapter 8. And so what does that mean? And there's so many regulations that have been written, or they're going to tell you, and we're going to be talking about Agenda 21 soon. Agenda 21 is just going to blow your socks off. If you haven't yet, go to UN.com, the United Nations, and type in Agenda 21 so you know when we're talking about it, that it is there, it's been there, and it's part of the GOP beliefs or statement of whatever they stand for, think of the word for it, platform, that they are against Agenda 21, and it's been there for quite some time. And we're just now finding out Agenda 21, because they're bringing the United Nations is being lifted up to a place of authority in the world that Americans should be really concerned about, and we're just helping you out.
And it
is totally amazing. And things that just happened to the Land's Food, I think it is, Land's Food with, have y'all found that yet?
It's the FDA who shut them down. It's the largest organic peanut butter factory in America.
Yeah, and they make like, and it's Land's Food, is it?
I'll find that here for you in a minute.
Well, you understand, that's huge. When somebody supersedes law enforcement, when they supersede the executive branch, or they supersede the judiciary branch, or they supersede, and they're really surpassing Congress. Congress is the only one that makes laws. But now we have the executive branch is actually making laws and enforcing them. But it should be the Congress that makes the laws, and the executive branch that enforces the laws, and the judiciary branch that interprets the laws. Well, passing all that, the Food and Drug Administration just goes out and closes them down.
All right.
You have to understand, it's like, well, that's good. We didn't want anybody to get sick. Yeah, but what's the big deal about going to the judiciary branch, going to the local judge, presenting your evidence, and getting a an order from the judge to close down the plant? But listen, like I said, you know, America made a choice. They made a choice, and these are the things we're going to be facing.
Sunland.
Sunland's the name of the company. Very large.
It's the largest. I think that what they're saying, they're politicizing what they're doing with this company. I think their mission statement says something to the effect. The mission statement of this company is to monopolize the food chain and eradicate organic food altogether. That's what they're reporting. So it's not an exaggeration to say that they will use their power in Washington to stomp out their competition, especially with the FDA. It's just like, you know.
Wow. But see, whatever their opinion is, even if it's good, it's like you surpassed the Constitution by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that what happened to Israel? Isn't that what they said? God said, listen, Samuel, I want you to tell them that if you choose government over God, and if you haven't yet, go to VFN TV, VFNTV.com, and go to VFN TV and watch SOS, A Tale of Two Kings, and you will understand that that's what was going on. There's a tell. Well, either Samuel, one S stands for Samuel, the O stands for Or, and the other one, the S stands for Saul. It's either Samuel or Saul, and America chose Saul. You know, obviously, you know, America chose government. They chose to be like others. And we were a unique nation. We were not like others. And because, you know, of what we've done, now we're becoming like others. And you're looking at Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Defense, you know, all these different things. They're writing all these regulations that you're going to be so surprised. It's going to be just like God said. Which means this, which is very important. If you're a believer and you're walking with God and you're abiding with God, that just relax a little bit. You know, if you've been speaking to people in this culture about the Lord, you know, America's very religious. But right now, America's very lost. I mean, America's bound in a lot of different things, you know. And money's is probably the biggest one. And isn't it worth going through some consequences so that they can be saved? Do we love our brothers enough and our sisters enough to go through difficult times with them? Because he says, if you do this, this is what John writes about. If you'll do this, and when you do this, and if you maintain your peace means that you're going to be saved in this. It's not going to be the same for you. Even though you're going through the same difficulties, you have a peace in it. And it'll be a witness to them that somebody says, this is what supernatural will happen, that you're going to be saved, and that by God, and they're going to be destroyed in it. That's what he says.
Yeah.
So we're called to go through difficult circumstances. We're called to do what's right and be told we're wrong. Understand, when you read the outcome of all the disciples and what happened, it wasn't all good. It wasn't all good, but yet it was.
Right.
It really didn't matter, you know, how it ended up. It mattered what did they do in the moments and the time. This is time for us to stand up and quit. You know, we shouldn't be whining or complaining. We should prepare ourselves. We should have been good stewards all along anyway. And if you've made mistakes, you know, you just go, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Be, you know, confront it and begin to do what's right. But it's these things are going to be so difficult. You're going to need to bring in accountants. You're going to need to bring in lawyers and people that understand these different things that are transitioning, because we're talking like 1,500 regulations. I don't know how many it is. There's so many that, Colorado, a friend of mine sent some information from Colorado that said, you know, it didn't matter who won this election coming up. There's so many regulations that have been written that it'll take years to come out of this. Think about it. And it's Agenda 21.
Yep.
It's Agenda 21, telling you what to do with every aspect of your life where there's human interference affecting the earth. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't went and watched, you know, SOS on VFN TV, go to VFNTV.com and watch it now. And you also can watch it on your mobile device as well. But you'll understand that America made a choice for government. But realize it wasn't over for Israel, but there's a season of difficulty that they went through. And eventually, remember, after Saul came David, a man after God's own heart. And we can believe and be faithful and wait and say, God, you know, we're sorry for turning to government. You know, we're going to turn to you and we're going to do what's right before the authorities and watch you do what you do as a man after your own heart comes next. We need to know how to act properly before what God is doing, because sometimes even though it appears wrong, it's what we asked for and God is establishing something and we can end up fighting against God. You know, if God's established something, and America has voted and asked for this present form of government. And so we need to relax. We need to read God's word. The 19% that are in reading the word of God, as George Barna says, 19% are reading the word. We need to get in the word of God and realize that even Nebuchadnezzar was a servant of God.
That's right.
And there's no, God allows, he allows, he gives leadership to, whoever he wants to over a nation. Over, and he allows things to happen. And so, you know, this, just like, you know, the time when they didn't want Samuel or God, they said they wanted another form of government, he allowed that to happen. Saul got into office because the people turned from God and God gave him away, but it was God allowing him. As a matter of fact, though, I mean, it was pretty cool to understand that. He said at the end of Saul's leadership, God said this. He said, I regretted the day. I regretted the day that I chose you. And you say, well, wait a minute. Israel chose. No, Israel chose government over God. But God chose Saul to be over that government.
Right.
And you have to understand that, because God is totally 100% in control. And he regretted the day that he ever chose Saul. Why? What was the difference in Saul and David? We got to talk about this more in the future. But David is a man who sought the Lord. Neither one of them were perfect. But David would inquire of the Lord. He was an abider. He abided with God. He spent time in his word. Thy word hath I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you. That's David saying that. David's the one that said, your word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. That's David saying that you're my map. You're my GPS. And before things would happen, David would go to God and pray about it, and he wouldn't just take off. He would wait and listen to the answer of God. But Saul just did his own thing. He was fearful. He was fearful of man. He what God gave him, he tried to sustain himself, and he ended up even inquiring of a witch.
Yeah.
You know, he went into sorcery and fortune cookies and all this other kind of stuff. Instead of going to God, he started going into another way. And let me tell you something, that somebody did appear. It was Samuel that appeared when they were conjuring up. And so don't mess with that stuff. You don't mess with, just go to God. And the difference between Paul, and listen, Saul and David had the very same prophetic word over them. If you read it, but God said the very same thing over. What does that mean? Is that, yes, God may have said that over you, and tomorrow we'll be talking about, you know, who bewitched you, who cut in you, on you. You're running a good race. So many people define them being right today because they made right decisions yesterday. But the reality is we have to make the decision every day to do what's right before God. If you're what was begun in the spirit, now it ends up in the flesh, means what you're doing now is not God. No matter how legitimate that was, what you were doing in the beginning, you can't keep on riding on yesterday's fate. It's an everyday, now. You know, faith is now. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. And when you talk to somebody and they're going through all these difficulties and they keep throwing up, but don't you know what I did 2 months ago? Don't you know what I did 6 months ago? So somebody's been on bewitched you, bro. You know, so who cut in on you? You were running a good race. Who cut in on you? And because humility, if you're walking in faith, it just creates humility in your life because you're totally dependent on God and what God's going to do. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.